This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed you are.
Joining me again because it's Wednesday, and that means it's the world, according to Second Call Defense, is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
How's your blood pressure?
My blood pressure is doing fine. So yes. thanks to your care and tutelage, I do things properly. That you know, it's manageable now.
Okay. Sean was having. I'm almost certain that the state of the nation has nothing to do with it.
I think that had everything to do with it. Tell you the truth.
Yeah. So, you and I have talked a couple of times this week, although all of it was primarily about your blood pressure. What are you seeing out there?
As
finding this down.
I just left, Sheriff Richard K. Jones's little fundraiser, but it's more of a party he has. And he's the people sheriff, and you have a room full of, a few Democrats, most Republicans, a lot of leaders from the area, and I'm going to tell you that it's a room full of people that are Trump people. And Butler County is a county full of people that are Trump people. I drove from here to Virginia on Sunday. I barely saw a Hillary sign. Now, granted, I was in rural America, but I was in Pittsburgh and, around Virginia a lot of the times. I saw Trump signs all over. And, when you listen to people and you see what's going on, they're cooking the books on these polls. I don't listen to them. They're polling Democrats. You can't explain to me why Hillary has 100 people and Donald Trump has 1,000 people at rallies. You can't explain to me what's happened to the record number of people that registered to vote for Trump, the record number of votes that Trump got, on and on and on. Those people can't be polled. Those people are out there. And let me tell you something. They are trying to steal the election from you and I and everybody listening to me right now. The media is. I had a conversation with a couple of college professors that were very, very good college professors, very conservative, and I said the media no longer deserves the protection granted to them under the First Amendment. That's a pretty strong statement to make, but when you look at the fact that they don't, we have those, you don't have to earn it, but God, they've abused those. You and your friends fought and some died for that First Amendment right. And that First Amendment right is there so they can have the guts to say what needs to be said and not worry about the persecution or prosecution from the government. They don't care because now we have a media that is working for the Hillary campaign. The media is working for the campaign. Don't believe them. Don't believe how far Trump's down. Don't believe for a minute that he's not going to win. Just don't do it. I know in my heart he's going to. And those of you that are old enough to remember back to the Reagan days, Jimmy Carter was 11 points ahead until Jimmy Carter got his ass kicked.
Well,
that's what
you got
to remember.
This time, though, wouldn't you think at some point as we're getting closer, Because, I mean, I've listened to that guy. What's that? Helmut Norbath. Have you seen his?
Yeah.
He's out there, and I mean, he made the proper declaration because they were saying, who loses in this if what you're saying comes true? And he said, oh, the polling companies do, because that's how they make their money. Do you think maybe as we're getting closer to it, we're going to see a shift in the polls as the apparent psychological warfare operation begins to be seen to not work? It's not working, so they're going to, we better start.
That makes sense.
It'll be looking bad.
That certainly makes a lot of sense, especially if you're looking at the fact of what's going to happen next time someone wants their poll. So, yeah, you're right. They're going to have to start to save face sometime, or yeah. No one's going to pay them to do it. No one's going to pay attention when they do it.
I don't know. I think I see, the other thing that defines reason for me is I don't see any of these Republicans that don't like Trump. Normally, when you don't like somebody, you start dealing. You start sitting down and saying, okay, you want my support? This is what you got to do if you get elected to have my support. I want this, and you got to sign it if I get it across your desk. I don't see. Why isn't Paul Ryan doing that?
They're not doing that because they can't. The reason why, and I have a Rob Portman office on the back part of my office. We lease it out to him, and I guarantee you, if I would have known ahead of time that he was going to pull his support from Trump, he would not be there. And I had a discussion with him. I said, you stepped on it, dude. And I flat out told him. I said, you did more to hurt yourself than ever before.
How is he polling? Because I've heard that since he rebuked Trump that his stock has risen in the polls. Is that true?
No, I would say his support is down just because you go in and you talk to people and answer the phones. I mean, they were getting burned up. In the following weeks, right after those statements, or after he pulled that support, and when you're looking at one of America's most powerful sheriffs, Richard K. Jones, this evening when I was in there, he rebuked Portman and what he did, and he said, "Always remember, these people come to you with their hand out, or they'll come to you needing support again. It's not here. He's lost it." And that was a room full of the most diehard Republicans there are. And keep in mind, these people, we are in Butler County, Ohio. Nobody has ever won the presidential race without winning Ohio. Nobody has ever won Ohio without winning Butler County. That's why everybody's here every day. That's how important. And when you're in a room and the mood is like this, the people that are voters like this, you can't hide it under a basket like they're trying to. You can't change the polls and try to convince me that what I'm seeing, you know, isn't happening. Think about it, people. I mean, Bill, think about this. We see these rallies with thousands and thousands of people for Trump, for Trump's kids.
Yeah.
And Hillary can't get more than 50? And I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people that I think are going to stay home, number one. And I think that what they're trying to do is the lamestream media that is trying to run this country. And, folks, they don't deserve the protections that they have. You know, and I'll keep saying that for a long time. I know very few true reporters anymore that do the right thing just to do the right thing. They're bought and paid for. And that's not what the First Amendment was all about. Really was going to make sure that wasn't going to happen.
If I was in that kind of media, if I was in news media, I would be having so much fun. And I would be getting in a lot of trouble. Nobody would really want to talk to me because I'd be on everybody. I'd be on the people I like. I'd be really on the people I don't like. And I would show no favor. And I would be just banging against everybody I could just to see what happens and what comes out on the other side.
Oh, and you know what? And that's what they should be doing. What a time in our nation's history to be a reporter. What a time to be a stir.
Oh yeah,
you know, they stir the pot. God, this is like you can't create this. But you know what? They decide to set it out, and they're going to play a side.
Yeah, but it's still
I don't know what the conservative America or what the Republicans ever did to these people.
I don't know. Hang on 1 second. Let me do a little selling. Second call defense. If you carry a gun, and this is I need to tell you this. I'll tell you this in the next part, okay? Because I've been working on this and. Man, have I been falling on my face. If you carry a gun for self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Plain and simple. I'll tell you why when we get back. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. You know, in all the times we talked this past week, I did not tell you about my latest foray as I attempt to get the last piece of the puzzle in place. I've been trolling the radio industry looking for the voice for the new intro, and I thought I'd found him. And I sent him the script and the music, and I've used the music before, so I knew it was going to work, and I don't like to use the same voice more than once in the intro, so I was not going to use the one for the last intro and all this other stuff. And suffice to say, the voice, when he recorded it, if I could have found him, I would have strangled him.
You know, Bill, and I appreciate that. And I want to tell everybody out there listening that as a client, I've never had anybody care more about the company, what he does, and the extra mile that he goes on a regular basis to make sure that what he does for me is the best he possibly can do.
Well, I took the liberty of writing a script without consulting you on it because when, there's a part where it says presented by Second Call Defense, and I had gotten a phrase from Dean about that, right?
Uh-huh.
And I looked at that and I was like, to me it just seemed a little too vague. So I've decided it's going to be presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself.
That's great.
Do you like that?
I love that.
Will that work? Okay.
Yep.
Now,
my approval.
I got two more players vying for this and everything, and they're emailing me. Send me the script. Come on, let me do it. Come on. It's not very often, somebody says, I need a new intro for a syndicated radio. They all clamor for that one. It's like, like tossing a steak in the middle of a famine cage.
Well, it must feel fairly good, though, not to have to kick open the doors anymore. They open them open for you.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that another time.
Yeah, everybody else doesn't want to hear about the business side.
Yeah, yeah. The, I have been sort of playing down there's been a lot of people talking about the coming ammo shortage. So I talked to my ammunition people today, and there is going to be a coming ammo shortage, but there's going to be one, whether it's Trump or Clinton. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. And what's the cause?
Well, there's been 17 record months back to back to back to back for the last 17 months of record gun sales.
I knew that.
So with all those new guns in the system, everybody's needing bullets.
So you're just looking at the fact that I never thought about that. So many millions and millions and millions of guns have been sold in 17 months, and if anybody wants to shoot them, that's going to cause a shortage. That's a good thing, but it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I asked him. I was talking to Scott Blick at Ammunition Depot, and he was telling me everybody, he said, Winchester. Winchester is running three shifts constantly, 24 hours a day, no days off. And it's just going to be hard. It's going to be hard for them to keep up with the demand because, and I'm imagining that this will lead probably to an expansion in the industry as far as that goes because these guys aren't going to want to have to turn away people.
No, and don't forget the huge expansion, that took place during Obama's first two terms. You know, think about what Ruger did and what Remington had to do. They all built factories, and everybody was saying, oh, they're taking off a big chance. This can't keep up. You know what? It can't keep up. It just keeps increasing. And folks, all of us gun owners, we know what it's like to be a gun owner. It's like a firearm is like a Lay's potato chip. You just can't have one.
Well, now, have you heard the other thing, too? Because they've actually started looking at this, too. And the remaining time, this is just a little thing to make you go, Since Obama has been president, when Obama came in, everybody said, well, there's about 300 million guns in the United States, and they still sort of lean on that. They might have, it's ticked up 40 million, according to that. Now there's some people that have done some research, and do you want to know what they think the actual number of guns in the United States might be?
I personally thought it was $405 million when I started doing calculations based on Nick's checks and everything I thought that was going on. I don't know if I'm high or if I'm low.
Oh, you're low.
Oh, good.
Try 660. Just off of the imports alone, on the ATF rolls, they know of 252 million guns just off the imports.
Well, and you know what? That's what happened, because when we started running out of guns in the United States, everybody was shipping their AKs in. Everybody was buying 9mm Markovs and over and over again, things that we never thought we'd see. AIM surplus is a good example. You know, Polish guns, German guns, Czechoslovakian guns, everything was coming in.
Yeah,
it's a good thing, folks.
It's a good. Well, it makes it harder for them to track everything down and get everything. If that's what actually were to come to pass, I don't think that's really going to happen. So,
and we also got to remember, in these last days of politics and the campaign, when your liberal friends or the liberal people that you're forced to talk to on a daily basis, just because they're in the cubicle next to you, or you're standing by them, or you happen to bump into them. See, Obama never took your guns, but you know what? Every magazine restriction, every time he puts another piece of paper in front of me to buy a gun, every time he makes it a little bit more difficult, every time he changes an ordinance, every time now I have to add fingerprints and a background check to my NFA trust, everything that he's been doing is gun control. It's gun control. He may not be kicking the doors in yet, folks, but he's made our life more difficult. And he's taken something that is a right, a God-given right, and he's made it difficult. We have to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
That's gun control, folks. And I don't care if he's not taking guns yet, and I say yet, because state after state now, the battle's in Maine and the battle's in Nevada, and they want universal background check. Remember this mantra, universal background check means universal registration, means universal confiscation. It happens in every country it has ever been instituted in. Look it up. It's on the internet. That's why Al Gore created it. Use it. I say it over and over again, but you got to remember that, because you're going to say, oh, they never took your guns. Well, the NRA supports universal background checks. Of course, nobody wants an insane person or criminals or bad people to have firearms. But then tell the truth and say, well, we also have to have registration. So if I want to give my son a firearm for his birthday, it has to be registered, because that's the only way they know that there's been a transfer. They got to know who has the gun. So never forget that, folks.
All right.
And vote, and tell your friends. We can win this thing. I cannot wait to tune in to MSNBC the evening and the day after this election.
We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, the phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself, John Maloney. I saw this the other day, and I've long thought this, and I've actually got a media specialist coming on, and we're going to really pull this one apart. But I think the other day, Megyn Kelly probably shot herself in both legs. What do you think?
I think so also. I never knew what that was all about. I don't know if that was her trying to create the fame, but she did.
Well, see, here's the thing. One of my problems I've always had with Fox News is that they use, when I'm using anti-gun terminology, I'm quoting someone. But I'm not writing the copy, okay? A lot of these news readers go over their copy before they go out, and they use gun-grabbing terms all the time. Assault weapon, gun control, gun safety, all this other stuff. So, I've always thought that these Northeastern, quote-unquote, conservatives were nothing of the sort, and that they were just, I listened to this podcast called No Agenda, and they have said for years that Fox News is owned by Democrats, and I mean, I don't know. I mean, after seeing that little exchange, I was just thinking, okay, you sort of iced that one up, baby.
Well, and I can remember in Gretchen Carlson's last days, she had nothing but anti-gun rants. That's all she did, and I couldn't believe it. And I've watched O'Reilly, and my eyes have bled. And Greta Suster, anti-gun, over and over again. They let things slip out. They say things. They get excited when something happens. And so I refuse to watch those people anymore on it because of what they've done. But really, especially after Gretchen Carlson and after what everybody else has done, and they have slip-ups, and then they get excited and they get anti-gun rant. So I agree with you. I decided, all my friends, and I love arguing with people about this election because they can say what they want. 17 candidates ago, when at the first debate, which I was present at, I made the decision that I knew exactly who I was going to vote for. Right then, I knew who I was going to vote for, whoever was running against Hillary Clinton. And how can you not think that? I talked to people, and I said, and they talk about undecideds. It's going to be the undecideds that decide this race. Bill, you and I weren't born yesterday. How can anybody be undecided with as polarizing as this race has been?
Well, I think, when after Sandy Hook, they did a survey. And during Sandy Hook, everybody was doing the 24/7 coverage. They were in Newtown, Connecticut for 2 weeks. Even Fox, even with Shepard Smith out there, and today in Newtown, they try once again to put their lives back together after tragedy has touched them so savagely in their heart. That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of that, there was a survey done, and 56% of America thought that those kinds of shootings are occurring at a more rapid pace than ever before. And when I looked at that 56%, and I said to myself, these are the low info voters. 56% of America is the low info voter. And they're getting all of their information from the magic box. And the magic box is a very confusing place to go because on one hand, Trump will come out and mop the floor with pantsuit in a debate. And the next morning, he's down 11 points nationally. How's that possible? So, I think there's a lot of confusion going on. But at the same time, I look at what the other stuff that I'm hearing, and I am encouraged. I think there's still something out there to be said for November the 8th when that comes. But
and there's more and more information coming out, and folks, WikiLeaks, is the Russians aren't trying to affect the outcome of this election. What a perfect way to get people to discount what's gonna be your undoing. Oh, it's the Russians. How can you believe that? Really, Hillary? I mean, but you know what? Don't buy into it. The Republican Party and whoever those people are, and I can't wait to meet them after this election and run them out of town. And Donald Trump will take care of them because you know what? He's doing things for us. He's caring about us. It was his own money. He's got about $100 million of his own money into this race. He doesn't owe anybody anything. And I truly believe that he will revolutionize government the way it stands. He will clean it up. He will drain the swamp because that needs to be done. And that's why they're fighting. Why all the Republicans are fighting.
Yeah, I saw that, and that will be a rough one to hoe because you got to get them to vote for it and make it happen. But I like that he's putting out there what he intends to do. That makes me happy. I like being happy from time to time. I noticed that while she was talking about the Russians, I noticed that she didn't say, and when I took that $225,000 speaking gig in Brazil and said, I believe in a hemispheric union, that was the Russians too. I noticed she didn't say that.
Well, and what was really interesting was the way they tried to spin and the way they tried to say that, this $12 million didn't happen when it did to Morocco, as bad as Morocco is. All these emails saying, well, we got to get somebody there. We may not be able to get Hillary there, but we got to get somebody there. We can't lose that money. Well, I don't know about you, but if I had $12 million and I was going to give it to somebody, I'd really be expecting something back in return.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Of course.
But so, you know what? If you look at it, and this is the choice that we have. I have a couple African American friends, and I said, "So who are you guys going to vote for?" when one of them was a doctor, the other one's a pharmaceutical rep, and they both said the same thing. They said, well, for us, it's like the choice between are you going to get shot or are you going to get stabbed? So that's our decision. And I said, well, so what are you going to do? Who's going to vote for Hillary? And they said, we think our friends and people in our community are just going to flat out stay home. There's no reason for them to vote. Now, these guys are different because they're businessmen, successful, and they're conservative. They realize that. They're talking about, you know, the people in their communities. And that's something to think about, because I've heard statistics on this early voting that Trump's got over 30% of the African-American vote so far, and he's got over 30% of Hispanics in some of these places. That's monumental.
Hillary's got to get 90% of the black American vote to win, so that's very interesting. We're coming up, well, no, we still got a minute. So we got a minute.
By the way, your new music is I like your new music, but boy, I don't know what's going on yet. It used to be I knew when I had to start paying attention when the music came on, so I got to get used to your new music.
Well, I'm trying to YouTube, you know, this goes up on YouTube all the time, and YouTube, they don't believe in the radio the way that, you know, we do not violate the FCC regulations regarding how long the music can play. YouTube, well, they don't pay that much attention to it, so they just hit me with things. And so we've made a move in that direction to make it a little more YouTube-friendly, I guess you would say.
Well, and I can tell you one thing. Your presence on AmoLand has done wonders for traffic to my website. And I wanted to let you know that I just been digging into Google Analytics, and with the advent of you on AmoLand, it's doing some pretty big things for us. So I would expect that it would do some pretty good things for the lock and load community that we're all in. And Bill, you don't know, but you know, this is a community. This
yes,
is
sir.
Our own little home. So, and you've created something special.
All right, we're going to be right back.
Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is going to be brought to you by, well, Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed.
Hey, and I just wanted to inform everybody. I should have probably told you guys all this a couple weeks ago. We have brand new content going up on our website on a weekly basis. We have gathered some of the best writers, the best bloggers in the world, most of them from the United States, if not all, maybe one from Australia, but they're writing some great stuff for us. I mean, we have everybody there. So take a look at what's being written and what's being posted. Again, I'm not going to teach you how to draw from a concealment and hit a business card that's 7 yards away in 1.5 seconds, although I could. I'm going to make sure that you understand what it's like to carry a firearm concealed, how to be ready, what happens when there's a malfunction, how to properly handle your legal defense afterwards, because on many occasions, what happens after you pull the trigger is worse than what would have happened if you didn't. And so take a look at these articles. There's some great stuff, and you'll recognize everybody, and several of them have been on this show before. So there's some great stuff. We just updated again. Our Facebook page is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger, and we're going to explode into Twitter very shortly also. So you're going to be able to find Second Call Defense everywhere. You're going to be able to read the information and educate yourselves anytime, 24 hours a day, from your phone, your laptop, or your tablet. So I want to make sure everybody takes a look at that.
Are you going to have an app?
You know what? I am developing an app. And I'm trying to get the right app so that if you have to use a firearm in self-defense, I want to have an app for that. There's an app. It'll send the location. It'll send your ID number. It'll also pop up, make sure you understand how to handle a 911 call. And then after that, you hit that button on the app, and you're going to get the emergency hotline. And then with the app, I already have all the information. I know who you are. With the GPS, I know where you are. I know what state you're in. So it's easy for me to have attorneys standing by before we even talk to each other. So that I am developing that.
Now, see, that will be that. I'm not going to sit back and say that would be cool, but that will be. Then we're going to have to have do a couple of instructional videos on how to maintain your collective stuff and stay wired tight enough to use the app, and then you can collapse.
Right.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question, though. As far as the app, as far as that being activated, maybe should that have some sort of a caveat where a phone call is made to the members so that you can still talk them down and try to calm them down?
Oh, yeah. The app is just so if something happened, they can hit it and boom, dial 911. And then when it dials 911 from wherever you're at, you're going to be reminded of what to say on a 911 call, because unless we practice a lot, we're going to be too excited and we're not going to be able to remember to say, hey, my name is Sean Maloney. I was in fear for my life and there's been a shooting, so the Amazon police. I'm at 4793 Willow Ridge Court. The area is secure. I'll be in the driveway. I'll be wearing boxer shorts and a T-shirt, and you hang up, because the purpose of the 911 call is one thing and one thing only, and that's to summon help. It's not time to plead your case. And then the phone call goes to second call defense, and since you hit the app to get things going, I'm hoping it can send to me your location, what's going on in the city, so before you even get to me, and the attorneys will be standing by, whoever they are, we have the basic information and can get working. Because, you know, when I get a phone call, the first thing I do is say, are you safe? The second thing I do, have you called 911? And if not, we'll do that together. And then the next thing I get into is, use firearm or self-defense for one reason and one reason only, because you're in fear of life and serious bodily injury. And what happened? We do some tactical breathing a lot of times because people are hyperventilating on the phone. So I spend 3 or 4 or 5 minutes calming them down, and then we start talking. We start talking about what happened, and then I say, tell me again what happened, and more information comes out that's going to come out for the next 3 weeks, and then we're prepared when the police get there and say, you know what? There's a bad guy. There's his firearm. These people were witnesses. And there's any more evidence, I'll be happy to cooperate, but not until I've had the opportunity to speak to an attorney and I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment privileges not to incriminate myself. And I'm doing that on behalf of my children and my wife, or my husband and my children, whatever the case may be. So it's something that, as an attorney, I advise people to just shut up for years and years. It was something that was naturally done. And then with the recent changes, you know, recently, as long ago as 2 years, the United States Supreme Court said, you know, you just can't shut up anymore. You have to affirmatively evoke your constitutional rights. So whether I don't want to incriminate myself, I'm invoking my constitutional rights, my Fifth Amendment privileges, whatever it is, silence alone is not enough, because a prosecutor is now allowed to say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, feel free to use the defendant, Sean Maloney's silence when he started to be asked questions about his use of a firearm as evidence of his guilt. In the past, that would have been an immediate mistrial. It would have been sanctions against the prosecutor, and I probably never would have been tried again, because double jeopardy would have attached as a sanction against that. Not anymore. Now, that was Salinas versus Texas. It was an amazing Supreme Court case, and I encourage everybody to Google Salinas versus Texas. You'll see some articles I wrote on it, but then you'll get to read the Supreme Court opinion and the lower court opinions, and it's just fascinating to see what has just happened to our constitutional rights. They are being eroded every day. And let me tell you something. If Hillary Clinton gets to appoint one Supreme Court justice, it's going to be a free-for-all, and they're going to start granting cert, and they're going to start changing our lives forever.
I've got a question in the chat room. We've got, at this moment, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So can I ask you, what is the difference between second call defense and USCCA, and why is their coverage amount less? Thanks in advance. That's somebody else.
There's several things. The pie is big enough. Anything's better than nothing. When we created second call defense, I created it because I had been through it over and over again. I needed protection for my clients immediately. Insurance companies legally cannot provide you with anything up front. It's only after you're acquitted or no bill by the grand jury. Well, that wasn't good enough for me. That didn't keep my people out of jail. That gave them bond. That didn't give them a retainer fee. And so we created second call defense with a foundation. The foundation is funded to pay for everything up front. And then second call defense is reimbursed for anything that we have out, and that makes us not insurance. And that's key, because if you're 100% insurance like the NRA and other people out there, they cannot give you a penny until after you're acquitted, no bill by the grand jury, your charges are dropped. I don't care what they're telling you. They cannot. That's the law. There's a lot of people out there saying things in their advertising that isn't true. And plus, I realized from the beginning, and I know this from 25 years of practicing criminal defense work, if you have an attorney immediately, everything changes. The amount of money you're going to have to pay is going to change. Now, we got lucky with the National Rifle Association's endorsed insurance program, which is part of our benefit. Civilly, The benefits are unlimited. If you get sued civilly, whatever the cost to defend your assets and your property is, the NRA pays it. I don't care if it's $30 million, they pay it. It's unlimited. You know, we used to say $1 million because people couldn't quite grasp the unlimited part. So that's unlimited. And then with the criminal parts, you know, with different levels for that, we started giving $100,000 criminal protection. Now, if I was a true businessman, I would say that'd be the best thing to get because that's the most expensive one. And really, you would think that'd be the most profitable one, but it's not because of the insurance carrier. But folks, let me tell you something. You don't need that. The only reason why that is created is because I got sick of answering the telephone and explaining to people why you did not need $100,000 criminal defense protection. I said, okay, you want it, you got it. So anybody who wants it, you can get it. I'm a defender member, folks, and my wife is. So I'm nobody special, and if I use a firearm of self-defense, I am calling second call defense. I'm not going to be in the situation to defend myself at all, period. And I'm a defender level with my wife. We both are. And I encourage people to join at whatever level makes you comfortable. But when you have an attorney immediately, you know, these staggering bills don't start to build. George Zimmerman, if he didn't wait 13 days or 3 months to get proper representation, we wouldn't even hear his name. It would have been over. And certainly he wouldn't have the staggering amounts of attorney's fees. So, you know, that's basically what it's all about. And everything else that we have that we pay out of our pocket. If you need psychological protection after this has happened, and Bill, you can talk about that. There is an insurance company in the world, not in Lloyd's of London or whoever. They don't cover that.
We're running out of time, Sean. We're running out of time.
So, folks, compare us. There's stuff on YouTube to compare us. And if you listen to me long enough, there is a big difference. And I just make your decision. And call me if you need any, or email me if you have any questions.
Third hour coming up. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.